Greetings. Welcome to this podcast. Calliope Awards for 2011 were presented on Wednesday, April 27th. Calliope means beautiful voiced, like the muse of eloquence and poetry. A calliope is a musical instrument, a steam organ. Calliope is a species of hummingbird. And Calliope is the student journal of art and literature published every spring at Northern Virginia Community College Annandale campus. It is a collaboration of the Departments of English and Liberal Arts under sponsorship of the Division of Languages and Literature. We hope you enjoy this program. Now you will hear a winner in the category of fiction as she reads from her work. First prize, Novpreet Bajwa, A Proposal to Remember.
The story is called A Proposal to Remember. It is okay to get married, consoled Mom. No, it is not, I snapped back. Well, I don't know what to tell you more. Your papa already said yes to the boy's parents, Mom said exhaustedly. Change your outfit and put on the blue salwar kameez I bought for you. It's Ikjo's favorite color, your papa says. Mom left mumbling under her breath, and I was stuck with a hideous royal blue sweater to wear. What kind of name was Ikjo? I heard all the weird names in Punjabi. Sandeep, Manjeet, Davinder, Arvinder, but never Ikjo. I knew then I was never going to like him. Darkness fell under the sky as I finished dressing up. The aroma of samosas, pakoras, and chai filled the house. My room, on the other hand, smelled of roses, and my piles of clothes hung neatly in the closet. Who were we trying to impress? The King of England? As I looked around my perfectly tidy room, thoughts burst into my brain. Was I going to clean my room every day if I get married to Ikboy? And who was going to cook the food? I sure hell didn't know how to cook, and I didn't want to learn. Though my mom kept telling me, an Indian girl who knows her way around a kitchen knows her way around a man's heart. As thoughts transported me to my deepest fear, a doorbell rang. Ikboy was here. Before answering the door, my mom ordered me to come downstairs into the kitchen. As I passed the living room, I noticed the crunched curtains hanging above the sofa were ironed, and the room were perfumed with roses. Though the smell of the food overpowered the scent, I wanted to scream. The door was answered. Muffled sounds traveled into the kitchen. Seats were taken. Beginning of a conversation was heard, and I was trying to distinguish his voice from the rest. My mom was ordering me to bring me out because they anxiously waited me to meet me, and they could not bear it any longer. Because of this comment, laughter was made, and my mom rushed into the kitchen to get me. Come on, they're asking for you. Grab those plates of snacks and I'll carry the chai, ordered Mom. I obeyed like a good little Indian girl and carried the plates to the living room. My mom trailed in front of me. My eyes fell on the chosen boy as I entered the room. His dark complexion was the first thing my eyes caught. And next his attire. Wearing a crimson shirt which matched his ordinary black pants, Ikboy looked ghastly. The shirt looked horrible against his skin tone. His parents' appearance was not my concern, though I did notice the huge black mole on the boy's father's cheek. I set the plates down and greeted sassy calls to everybody. Hugs were exchanged and Ikboy and I were introduced. Tasting the snacks, things were asked. What are you studying? What college are you attending? What is your career? Can you cook Indian food? To this, my mom replied, oh yes, Jessie can cook. She made the samosas and the rest of the snacks. Lie. And she cooked some of the dishes for dinner. Also, she cleaned the whole house today. Our Jessie was taught to do everything from our childhood. Lie, lie, lie. After the charades of lies, Ikboy and I were left alone to talk. Silence took over as the parents left. He looked more nervous than I was. His face formed beads of sweat. I felt my body tense up against the sofa, and I had the urge to move, but dared not to. Finally, he broke the silence. So, you're studying at GW? Yes, I managed to say. I go to John Hopkins, he volunteered. He casually carried on with the one-sided conversation, touched on every subject he thought of. I dozed in and out of the talk as fears burned my body. Was I going to listen to him the rest of my life like this? He was very talkative and did not need me to interrupt. And to listen to his doctor talk about a heart's left ventricle and the right was straight out boring. My major was English. I would rather talk about John Galt and Hester Prynne, or argue about how Frankenstein was a doctor who created the monster. But not to talk about doctors. The conversation continued into the subject of names. God, how much I hated my name, he laughed. I didn't join in. He awkwardly continued, Kiss teased me about my name all the time, and I felt like an outsider just like Gogol from The Namesake. At the mention of Gogol, I gasped. You read The Namesake? Yes, it's my favorite book. It's my favorite too, I said cheerfully. I like it because it gives me a sense of security to know there are people like me who are struggling with the whole Indian American identity. Wow, I never thought of it like that. But yes, I believe that's one of my reasons for reading it over and over, I said excitedly. Suddenly, Igbo didn't look half bad. In his blood-red shirt that perfectly matched his complexion, Igbo looked appealing.
Here is a winner in the category of English as a Second Language Prose and Poetry as she reads her poem. First prize, Gisu Yari, I Think It Is Fall.
Today the event gives me another way of life and another best opportunity to progress more in the future. I thank the great instructor who showed me and guided me toward to their happiness. I also thank friends and family who support me all the time and consider me as a person who can express her feeling on paper. I would like to read the poem that I wrote. I think it's fall. May I hate the world? Maybe because of the sadness. Maybe because of the unfairness. No clues to talk about. No proofs to argue about. I think it's fall. The neighborhood where I was born. The district where I grew up. And the ocean where I feel more depressed. Not even depressed. Maybe feel apart. I feel extremely unhappy that you came late. Look at your leaves. Are they smiling? Ask from the beauty of love. I was listening to your breath last night. Wow, how pleasant. Remember the dream that I had? You are an amazing season. The season that can help me with my night without a moon, with my day without a sun, and with my life without tears. I smile for the moment that I stare at you, the moment that I want to grow. Be with me today. I feel quiet and great under the leaves that you want to lose from. Where? The trees. Oh, no more leaves to write about. No more birds to sing out loud. No more flowers to share without. And no more you to be allowed. Let me be alone today. Let me be alone today. Not only today, maybe forever. Thank you.
The Calliope Committee is grateful to many people at Nova Annandale, staff, faculty, and students, for their generous support and creativity. Robert Brown of Nova's Web Services and Digital Media served as technical editor. Nova, a great place to teach, a great place to learn. For Calliope, I'm Shirley Noon.